I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public, and I'm speaking today with Maddie Irwin with the Alzheimer's Association. There's many events. Of course, many people know that Alzheimer's Awareness Month is June, and if you don't, well, you'll find out a little bit more about some of the things that the Alzheimer's Association does. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, there's a few things going on here in the Cape Girardeau area, but obviously the Alzheimer's Association of Missouri covers the entire region. So tell me a little bit about what's going on in the next couple weeks or so.
Absolutely. So like you mentioned, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and our local Walk to End Alzheimer's Committee is helping spread awareness this month by doing a Paint the Town Purple initiative. So if you are seeing purple ribbons around town or any stores that are putting out a purple display, that's what they're doing it for. So we're really excited to have them join us.
And so often sometimes things happen, you know, strokes happen, and sometimes things kind of get accelerated a little bit as well. So can you tell me a little bit about some of the things to watch for and kind of separate aging versus Alzheimer's? Can you do that?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. So memory loss is not a normal part of aging, and getting dementia is not a normal part of aging. There is forgetting where you put your keys, and then there is forgetting what those keys go to, right? We talk about how dementia is an overarching term, kind of like cancer, but then Alzheimer's is a type of dementia, kind of like someone might get breast cancer. It's the most common type of dementia, but it is just one of those types, and there are other types of dementia as well. Like, I know I had a grandfather who had dementia after having a stroke, so that is one of those types too. So there's lots of different ways that your brain can be impacted, and we help provide resources for all of those people.
There's several walks, but those are a little bit later in the fall, correct?
Correct. So okay. The Walk to End Alzheimer's events will be this fall. I know our local one here in Cape Girardeau will be on October 3rd at Kapaha Park. If you are in the Farmington area, our Mineral Area Walk to End Alzheimer's will be on September 26th at Mineral Area College. And then our Poplar Bluff one will be at the Poplar Bluff High School track on October 10th. If you are somewhere else and you don't want to drive to one of those, anybody is welcome to go to any Walk to End Alzheimer's events. There are 600 that happen nationwide between September and October. So look up your zip code at the Walk to End Alzheimer's and they'll find one that's close to you.
But I know at one time there was a kind of a campaign for the longest day. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, there was. So there was a fundraiser additionally called The Longest Day, and that ran around June 21st, which is the longest day of the year. Since then, we have transitioned that fundraising campaign into what is called Do What You Love to End Alls. So we're encouraging people to take whatever their passion is and make an activity fundraiser out of it. I know that there are some amazing bridge tournaments for those that are interested in that in the St. Louis area. There are some golf tournaments and lots of different activities that happen with that fundraiser as well.
All right. Well, plenty of things going on, but if you didn't catch all of that, we'll have more details on our website at krcu.org and also your website and social media as well, right?
Correct. And last but not least, we have our helpline phone number for the Alzheimer's Association. And if you have any questions about local events, you can tell them your zip code and they'll tell you what's going on in your area. And they can also have different information about behaviors that if you have questions on something for a loved one. That helpline number is 800-272-3900.
All right. Well, thanks once again. And we've been speaking with Maddie Irwin from the Alzheimer's Association, a SEMA walk manager, and also organizing many events in this area for the Alzheimer's Association. Thank you.
Thank you.